Merry Christmas. If you're familiar with Spanish, La Vis, Navidad, I don't know, just trying to throw that in, just, you know. How about you just say Merry Christmas to someone and take your seats, grab your Bible, grab a notepad. Enjoy being together.
So good.
So, Christmas Day, we love the idea, we love celebrating, we love Jesus. Today, my Christmas message is this: it's personal. It's personal. Why don't you turn to your favorite person that's come with you this morning and go, it's personal. Now, maybe turn to your second choice and go, you're my second choice, and it's personal. Really, the idea is this: it's personal. When it comes to Jesus, it's personal. When it comes to Christmas, it's personal. Welcome if you're visiting with family today. We're so glad you're here. We're so glad to celebrate Jesus with you. He's personal to us, and we don't think it should be personal. We think it should be for everybody. But if you're here with family, welcome. We're so glad you're here. If you're here because this is what you do on Christmas Day, we're really glad you're here too. We're thankful to be together. It's great that we've got friends in the house today. We've got Anna and Jared in the back corner celebrating Christmas with the family. It's great to have you guys here. It's great to bump into Daryl and Dell, who are here as well, visiting for Christmas. For those of you who don't know, these are long-time family friends of church here. You know, they've been on this journey for a long time, and I don't think I know the number of years it's been since Daryl and Dell have been here, but you wouldn't believe it if I told you, because they still look so young and so fresh. You'd be like, it couldn't be that long. But we're so glad that you guys are here. Also, I've got my sister and Dan Avizade and the boys with us this morning. And it's great to be together at Christmas, and it's personal. As a matter of fact, going back a couple of years, Dan was doing a tiling job, and he asked me if I'd like to help him. And I'm like, I'd be great at tiling. I'd love to help you out. Turns out, I didn't really help out that much. I just, like, mixed some glue. But one day, we rocked up, and I said, today, everything you say to me, I'm going to take it personally. Everything you say. He's like, can you go get some glue? I'm like, yeah, sure, you'd expect me to go get your glue. And just made everything he said personal. Just to have a bit of fun and really mess with his head. But really, Christmas is personal. Anyone glad that you get to celebrate Christmas today? Oh, I'm pumped about it. And for us in Australia, we don't have a white Christmas. We know it's not going to be a white Christmas. If you live in Adelaide, your Christmas is going to be hot. We know that Christmas time, you're going to go to the Christmas pageant. You're going to go visit Santa at the Magic Cave. You're going to do the brewery lights. These are the things we know we do at Christmas, right? We all know the best Christmas movie is Die Hard. Am I right? The best Christmas movie is Die Hard. Maybe followed up closely by National Lampoon's. But anyway, we know these are the things we know at Christmas. We know that it's going to be hot. We know the lies we tell ourselves when we're eating Christmas lunch, like, I'm just going to have a little bit more. You're not going to have a little bit more. You're going to keep eating. We know those lies we tell ourselves. We know all these things about Christmas. But you know what? We also know Christmas is about who? We know it's about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And really, I think when it's personal, like all these Christmas things that happen, we know that they can happen. Maybe you've even got your own traditions at Christmas. Maybe coming to church on Christmas Day is your tradition. Or maybe you've come with a family member today because it's their tradition. I just want to extend the invitation to you. We'd love to be with you anytime. You don't have to wait till Christmas. Let's not make this a traditional thing. Let's make this a relationship thing. Let's make this a personal thing. So we just want to extend that invite to you. It doesn't have to be a Christmas time thing, but really this idea of traditions, we notice that they're really personal things, right? If you try and break tradition, you're going to come against some reaction to those who love that tradition, right? I remember the first time I had to tell Mum, oh, I'm working on Christmas Day. Man, you could have heard it blocks away. She's like, yo, what? But I actually did hear it blocks away because I was at work when I told her I'm working at Christmas. But anyway, you notice that the people who have the tradition, it's really, really personal. But a couple of generations after, it's probably not so personal for them, is it? And so I think let's never be like that with Jesus. Let's never be like generations after, like it's kind of lost its personalness because he never loses his personalness. So let's be careful not to do this. But think about this for a minute. It was really, really personal for Mary. Really, you know, really, really personal. Teenage girl, just going about her business. An angel rocks up onto the scene. He's like, hey, you're gonna bear a child. I don't know what it's like to bear a child. I've heard it's pretty invading because you've got another human in you. And really, it's quite personal for Mary. If we were to look at what the angel said to Mary, it says this in Luke. Check it out. The angel said to a virgin named Mary, Gabriel appeared in verse 28. Gabriel appeared to her and says, greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with everybody. No, he says the Lord is with you. So he gets really personal. This angel rocks up for Mary. He's like, this is all about you. The Lord has found favor with you. Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. Don't be afraid, Mary, the angel told her. Check it out. The angel even knew her name. Why? Because Christmas is personal. This angel was coming with a personal message. The angel told her, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son. You will name him Jesus. He'll be very great and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end. I'm pretty sure in that moment, it would have been quite amazing for Mary. But the real personalness would have happened a couple of months later when she was showing in her village. And I'm sure the personal comments that other people were making about her would have been really personal to her. You know what I'm saying? All those judgmental comments of like, oh, look what Mary's gone and done. You know, that would have been really personal for her. Maybe she would have been misunderstood as well. Anyone ever been misunderstood? You're like, no, that's not what I mean. I mean this. You take it personally, don't you? Maybe think about Joseph. This beautiful young woman he was prepared to marry. Now he's like, she's pregnant? I'm pretty sure he would have cared big time about that. He would have taken that personally, maybe felt cheated against. But if we have a look at Matthew, the angel comes and talks to him with another personal message. Check it out. Verse 19, Matthew chapter 1, verse 19. Joseph, her fiancé, he was a good man and he didn't want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break it off quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, once again, really personal, knows his name. Hey, Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. For the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus. For he will save his people. Christmas is personal. Jesus is personal. The idea of him coming here is really, really, really personal. You getting this idea? It's a personal thing. But let's think about the shepherds for a minute. They're just out, maybe a little bit not as cute as those ones we saw on screen before. They were super cute. But they were just doing their thing, and I'm pretty sure they would have felt like the most exclusive shepherds in Bethlehem. Like, we get our own angels come and tell us that a king is born. I'm pretty sure they would have felt pretty special. They would have felt like they were maybe more exclusive or better than the other shepherds around them. I don't know. I'm not a shepherd. But I'm pretty sure they would have taken it personally if you think about the kings. They traveled long distances for what? A baby. Do you remember the time when you had your first child? And you're in hospital, and you knew that all of your loved ones and all the friends who love you are going to what? They're going to drop everything they know, everything they're doing, and come to your hospital room. Why? Because you've had a child. Anyone with me? You're like, yeah, I know all my friends and family are going to come. And did anyone ever think like, what happened to all my friends and family who were meant to come? And you take it what? You take it personally. They didn't come and see my child. Don't they know this is the most precious child in the world? So these guys get on their camels and travel. It becomes personal for them. But let's think about this for a minute. Let's think about Christmas time today. Who's opened their presents already? Who's waiting to open presents? And you're like, please, Dan, just speed this thing up so we can get out of here and open some presents. Think about the whole gift-giving thing. Who wants the cash and the vouchers? Who wants that? Come on, you don't have to be, Who's like, no, I want the surprise. I want to unwrap it. I want the presents. Yeah, notice that it's pretty 50-50 split. Think about it. People who want the cash, why do you want the cash and the cards? Because you want to buy what you want, not what they want to buy you, because what they want to buy you is rubbish. Nobody wants our stuff, am I right? But think about this, if you're in the other camp, if you're in the like, no, I want to buy you a present, why do you want to buy them a present? You love them. Why do you love them? Because it's personal. You see what I'm saying here? So this whole gift-giving thing, whatever camp you're in, you want the cash and the cards, or you want to give it to them because you love them. It's exactly the same with Jesus. He loves, guess what? You. That's why it's personal, because God the Father is like, hey, I know what you think you want, but I'm going to gift wrap this thing perfect for you, because even though this is what you want, most of the time, what he has for us is way better anyway. And he gift wrapped it for us in this cutest little package ever. But I'm so glad Jesus never stayed the cutest package ever. I'm so glad he grew up. I'm so glad he was a man who knew what it was like to live on this earth. Because why? I can relate to him personally now. I can't relate to a baby personally, but to a man who grew and who knew what life is all about. Man, I'm so glad that God loved me so much that he made Jesus personal. And for you today, just as personal. So Christmas is really personal because God loves you. It has nothing to do with religion. It's got nothing to do with a belief system. This has got nothing to do with how good you think you are or how bad you think you are. This has got nothing to do with whether you're a shepherd or a king, whether you want the cash and the cards or you want to gift wrap it because you like to control people's Christmas experiences. It's got nothing to do with that. It's got everything to do with Jesus is a personal king for you. It's got nothing to do with whether Joseph felt cheated or Mary felt misunderstood, which we could feel cheated or we could feel misunderstood. Maybe they even felt rejected when they were rocking up trying to find a place to have this kid. We can relate to so many different personal experiences in it. And can I say that God's love to you has got nothing to do with how you feel, but everything to do with who he is. He is love. He is a personal God. He is not a religious belief system at all. And this day, Christmas Day, is all about knowing the love of who Christ is. Let's go back to this gift-giving ritual that we do. Think about birthdays. If we give a gift, the focus of that gift is what? It's the person whose birthday it is, right? It's not really about the present. It's really about the person we're celebrating. With Christmas, it's kind of different because the gift of Jesus isn't actually about the person who's receiving it. This gift at Christmas time is all about the one giving it. It's all about the gift of Christ, and it's all about the one giving it. Let me show you this. I received this on Sunday. Some of you are like, what is that? This is from Tamika. Tamika, do you want to give everyone a wave this morning? Everyone showed Tamika a bit of love this morning. Tamika gave this to me. Some of you don't know this, but this is my favorite color, black. And some of you inside your mind are praying for my soul because you're like, how can he like black? Black's an evil color. That's darkness. No, I don't care what you think. Black is my favorite color. It's not even a color. I don't care. But Tamika gave this to me. Why? It's personal. None of your business, but I'll share it with you, right? It's black. You open it up. Let me show you this. This is inside of it. And on it, it says, open me. Why? Because she probably knows I'm not that intelligent and I need some help. So thoughtful. So thoughtful. My favorite color, and she's being helpful. I opened it up on Sunday after church. It says, you're great. Yeah, how good is that? I'm great. And then just in case I'm not sure who it's to, it says, to Pastor Dan. Just to remind me, what am I wasting time with this telling you about it? It's really personal. That's my favorite color. This is really helpful for me. And I opened it, and it's a gift of encouragement that just brings so much joy to my life. You know what? This is made by a young lady who had some time on her hands. She thought, hey, I'm just going to make that guy's day. And guess what? There's a God in heaven who's like, hey, I know that person there. I'm going to make their day. I'm going to send them the very best gift I could ever give them. It's going to be wrapped up the best way. He's going to be so helpful, and he's going to be exactly what they need to hear, that gift. His name is Jesus. He's Emmanuel. He's God with us. He also is helpful because he sent the helper to be with us and to stay with us because he knew that sometimes we're going to need his help. And we're going to need to know him. It's really, really, really personal. Jesus is personal. And Christmas is personal because if you miss the person, you miss the point. It's really, really personal because if you miss the person, it's just a tradition. If you miss the person, you miss the point. See, Christmas and the idea of Jesus coming is not about tradition at all. You know, the point of Jesus wasn't coming so that you could have 5 Christmas parties a year to go to, even though we enjoy the Christmas parties. Jesus coming wasn't to change history, even though he did that. Jesus being sent wasn't to start a worldwide people movement, even though 3 years with 12 guys, he changed the world. Jesus coming at Christmas, him being sent wasn't to make bad people good. Him coming wasn't to give us a good moral code to live by and feel good about ourselves when we do it. Jesus coming to earth was not about that if we believe in him, that maybe one day when we die, we would go to heaven. It was not about that at all. Even though that is true as well. But Jesus being sent was this simple reason of God cares about you. And he cares so much, it's really personal. Really, really, really personal. Each and every person. There's something about you that he cares so much for. He wanted to make it personal, so he sent Jesus. I'm going to invite the band up. We're going to sing a song called Joy to the World. Some of you are like, I like that song. It's joyful. You know what? So is knowing Jesus. And these are the words, joy to you. No, joy to the world. Why? Because this personal gift is meant to be personal, but it's also meant to be worldwide. Joy to the world, because the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let a few hearts. No, let every heart prepare him room. What does that mean? It means this. He's got a personal gift for every single person, for every single heart, for every single one of us, and that's why we're celebrating on a Tuesday, 35 degrees in South Australia in the heat of summer, because Jesus is personal. How about you stand with me? We're about to sing this. But I'd love to just pray right now. Maybe for you, Jesus isn't personal. But today, how about you make it personal? We're going to sing this song in a minute, but let's pray. Actually, maybe even you need to pray. Maybe you've never actually made that decision of knowing Jesus personally. Maybe even in this moment, you could just be like, Jesus, I want to know you personally. Those guys seem to have something different. You know, we could look around at people in worship experiences and be like, maybe they just had too much Red Bull this week and it's still wearing off. Or maybe there's a personal connection with God that you don't have. See, Jesus is personal. And if you don't know him personally, then maybe today your first step is making it personal. could be as simple as just uttering a prayer, saying, Jesus, I want to know you. Or maybe, Jesus, I'm giving you my life because everything about me is personal and I want to be connected with you. That could be your step. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much that you're the best gift ever. God, thank you so much that you cared about us so much. We don't deserve it. We've done nothing to earn it. There's nothing that great about us that you would send the best gift ever. But we're so grateful for you. Thank you, Jesus, that you are not just a one-time gift. You're a gift for every single day. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the presence here, breathing, reminding us and pointing us back to Jesus. But God, I pray for every person in this room that they would know you in a more personal way today. Kind of like in the same way we can have a relationship with someone and get to know them deeper and deeper. God, I pray that for every person in this room today, they would know you in a deeper way. If there's anyone here who doesn't know you, God, that they would take that first step because you first stepped towards them. Thank you that you are the joy for the whole world. We love you. You're the best. Amen. So this Christmas, God bless you. Have the best time. Eat as much as you want. Unwrap those presents. Throw the paper on the floor. You can fix it on Boxing Day. But make it personal. Jesus came personally for you. How about you make it personal with him?